What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in.
Steve, hang on. We have a late breaking story here.
It's Tom Brokenjaw. Tom, you're my favorite newsman.
Thank you. For legal reasons, this is Tom Brokenjaw. Yeah. Thank you. I have a late breaking story that I think is going to be important to all of your listeners across the world.
Oh, well, now, okay. So it must be something to do with Israel or Ukraine or...
Well, hang on a second.
The tariffs are...
No, hang on. I got to have music. I got to have late-breaking music for this. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's more like it. I'm Tom Brokenjaw with your late-breaking story.
Oh, I can't wait. With bated breath.
Is that what that smell is?
It is.
Okay. Steve, I'm happy to tell you that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are engaged.
No, they are not.
Yes. Yes, they are.
So, and you're just breaking this.
Steve, this is a big story.
Okay.
So there's no expiration date on it.
So. Oh, okay. Because I think I heard something about that maybe last Tuesday, like four days ago.
It's a big story. Okay. Finally, the Chiefs fans and Swifties are united. I don't think we're going to call them Chiefties.
Yeah,
I don't see that. But Steve, I know it was 4 days ago.
Yeah.
This is the biggest story since Epstein, since Cracker Barrel, since New Coke, for crying out loud. So.
Don't mess with the Coke recipe.
This is a future lifestyle for a lot of people. I'm Tom Brokenjaw. That is your breaking news report. Now back to Senior Care Live with Steve Keeker.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Brokenjaw. I appreciate it. My favorite newsman of all time. So.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And what a surprise that he dropped by the station again. He wished me a happy anniversary, a couple of weeks ago. So that was very nice. So anyway, all right. So look. Hopefully you got a kick out of that. Look, we're broadcasting our home station here is in Kansas City. We happen to have a pretty good football team around here. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. It's been just quite the uproar, and now it is official. She said yes, and everybody's just kind of giddy about it. So anyway, it's just kind of cool. So, all right. Well, let's move on to information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. How about that? So, and we'll get off the Travis Taylor topic. So I want to talk today about the levels of care that could be found in a number of senior care communities. I'm going to break it down, and I'm going to explain exactly what they offer, what they don't offer. I am going to review the average monthly cost. You might want to grip tight to your wheel if you're driving, listening to that part, or, you know, know, don't spit your coffee out or choke on your whatever you're eating at this time. The stuff is expensive. Okay, so we're going to go through all of that. And I might even, if I have time later on, I might even go through a couple of gray areas that really trip people up quite a bit. So before we jump into all of the different levels of care available in the market, a super quick recap, and I just covered this, I think last week or the week before, what to determine before ever thinking about beginning your search. You got to know the level of care that will be required, the type of care, the payment method, how you're going to pay for this, location parameters, and any personal preferences and needs. But once you have that, then you're going to go out into the market and you're going to check out all of these different options and figure out the right one for you. So the entry point is independent living. And let me just say that independent living is a great option for a lot of people, but there is no care provided by the independent living staff. There is no licensure for independent living, period. Now, they may have an on-site home care provider that can come down to your apartment and help you with some, you know, different daily tasks, etc. But an independent living community does not hold a licensure. It's an apartment. They provide at least typically you'll have the main meal each day provided, maybe a couple of meals per day. Your independent living apartment has a fully equipped kitchen. You can cook anything you want, anytime you want. They have transportation if you don't want to drive out in the bad weather. Lots of socialization opportunities, but you are fully on your own in independent living. So that would be attractive for someone who lives in a house. Maybe they're just using a small percentage of the house, and the normal responsibility, I didn't want to call it a burden. At some point, it does become a burden, right? The burden of home ownership and home ownership responsibility becomes burdensome. You know, so dealing with, you know, water heaters and roofs and mowing the lawn and scooping the snow and just all the stuff and the HVAC goes out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, at some point, that's just like, you know what, I need to get out from underneath this house. This thing's killing me. And what you do is you move. Typically, it's a downsize, at least a little bit or maybe a lot. You move to an independent living community. And it's really for a lifestyle change. You let your hair down, and they're going to do some of these things for you. You never have to worry about anything that's home ownership related ever again. You don't even pay utilities. You don't pay taxes. You don't pay homeowners insurance. And man, that keeps going up every year. It's killing me. Right? And you don't have to, you don't even have to change a light bulb. Okay. They've got all these things covered for you. They do some of the cooking. And so it's just a lifestyle change. Okay. And that's very, very attractive for a lot of people. So that's really the starting point. Again, understanding there is no care provided at the independent living level. All right. So then the next primary option, I wish you could see my graphic. I'm going to be doing a lot of presentations this fall. I'm getting back into the swing of presenting to churches and civic groups and chambers of commerce and large companies and client bases all over the country for financial advisors and all of those sort of things, right? So if you could see my graphic, it makes more sense. But just try to visualize this. So I have independent living off to the left. And then in the center, taking up a little over half of the real estate on my slide, is assisted living. I'll explain that in a second. So assisted living is a social model. What do I mean by that? Mainly what I mean is it's not a medical model. It's not a medical offering. But there's a tremendous amount of support in helping you with your, if you hear this term, ADLs, ADL. I try not to speak in acronymology. because that's irritating. You'll hear someone rattling off all these ADLs like everybody's supposed to understand what the heck they're talking about. And I look at them and I'm like, these people here, they have no clue what you're talking about. Stop that. Right? So an ADL is an activity of daily living. So they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, and toileting. Those are the kind of the big areas. They distribute your medications. They completely manage that for you. Order it. Change up medications. Get the new ones in. Get rid of the old ones. And then they literally hand them to you at the right time. So you're getting your meds properly and on time. They can help out with incontinence support to a point. To a point, if it gets too far out of hand, you're not able to handle that, they can't keep up with it, that's going to be one of the threshold barriers there, or lines in the sand, if you will, for assisted living. But they can help you out with that. They make all of your meals, snacks, and hydration at this point. They have a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. Doctors make house calls, which is great. They'll come right to your apartment in the assisted living community. If you have your own doctor and need to see a specialist, there's transportation to get out to see them. So there is a tremendous amount of support at the assisted living level of care. I'll tell you what, those activities of daily living, bathing, dressing, grooming, using the toilet, using the restroom, and those are, look, we do these things. We're just on autopilot. We just automatically do these for decades and decades until at one point, maybe your arthritis prohibits you from bending over far enough to put your socks on. And you're like, oh my gosh, I can't put my sock. I'm going to need some help with that. Something as simple as that. Okay. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. They can help you put your socks on and your shoes on. And maybe you have everything else covered. Okay. So that's just one really super small example. But that's the independent living and the assisted living level of care. Coming up next, I'll review the long-term care level of care. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities care for residents with dementia. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities care for residents with dementia. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... true. The answer is true. But let me just unpack that a little bit more. There are a lot of residents with early stage Alzheimer's, mild dementia, kind of earlier in the game. We're pleasantly confused. We might be a little forgetful. We may repeat ourselves. It's some of these things. Okay, just no big deal. And the assisted living level of care and assisted living community can care for those folks, and they do all day long, every day. I'm going to talk a little bit more about memory care in a little bit, but as these issues begin to, I guess, accelerate, as you start to accelerate into some of these issues where you have a cognitive decline, some of the issues may cause the need for a special memory care unit or memory care neighborhood, memory care part of the building, and not all of them have that. So, and that just makes everything really confusing. So anyway, let's get back to the levels of care available out in the marketplace. We talked about independent living. There's no care provided there, but it's a great lifestyle change for a lot of folks. Then I talked about assisted living level of care, a social model that can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, incontinence support, medications are managed and distributed, all of the stuff, right? It's not a medical situation. And before I move on to long-term care, the assisted living level, every single assisted living community has a threshold. Every single one of them. And if your care exceeds that threshold, you will be asked to move. And I'm going to touch on that here in just a little bit. All right, so let's move on to the highest level of care. And, you know, a lot of folks, you know, back in the day, we called this a nursing home. Oh, we're going to go to the nursing home, or, yeah, let's check out a nursing home, et cetera, et cetera. The industry, the business, they don't like that word because it comes with a lot of stereotype negative baggage. Okay, so what they would rather, and this is what I refer to this level of care, I just call it long-term care. Some folks call it skilled nursing. Some folks call it the health center, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, and if you want to call it a nursing home, I'm not mad at you. That's okay. You call it whatever you want. I generally refer to it as long-term care. In the long-term care level of care, they provide all of the support of the assisted living level plus full medical care. They can help out with diabetic management, insulin injections, pain management, and pain-related injections, pain patches, pain pumps. They can provide wound care. If someone has any skin breakdown, we have a wound care need. They've got RNs and LPNs on staff. They can help out with that. Hopefully get that skin breakdown, that wound care all buttoned up and healed up for you. They can manage a urinary catheter. Take care of that. You got to change them. You got to flush them. You've got the leg bag, or you have the urinary catheter bag that might be attached to a wheelchair, perhaps, or maybe bedside. They can help out and manage tube feeding if someone has tube feeding, and maybe even IV therapy. So there's just and God bless them, but some residents are so weak that they just can't help with their own movement. And so maybe they've declined to the situation where they're kind of dead weight. And you could be 100 pounds dead weight and kind of feels like 300 pounds when you're trying to pick them up. And you need to be careful because you don't want to hurt this person. You need to pick them up properly. So it's going to take two staff or maybe even a mechanical patient lift to help that person move safely and comfortably from point A to point B. Okay, all those things are provided in long-term care. Now, you could have a couple of those services provided at a few assisted living communities. There are a few assisted living communities I know of that can offer diabetic management with insulin injection. There are a few assisted living communities that can offer their staff to offer a two-person transfer. Vast majority of them do not do that. Okay, so long-term care is the medical model, and that is the highest level of care for sure. All right, so let's go ahead and complicate this a little more. In the assisted living level of care, remember I mentioned it takes up a lot of real estate. It takes up probably about two-thirds, a half to two-thirds of my graphic. Darren, we need to get some television cameras in here. This needs to be on YouTube or something. I don't know. Anyway, we'll work on that next. So you have assisted living on the left side, and on the far right-hand side, you've got long-term care. So you've got that wide swath in the middle of the page. Why is that? Well, at the assisted living level of care, they're operated by a licensure, and the licensure controls what you can do and must provide, et cetera, et cetera. But there's a lot of leeway there. Oh, what do you mean, Steve? Okay, well, I'll tell you. In the world of assisted living, you could be leaning way over to the left. This is my graphic I wish I could show you. Way over to the left, where you're almost in the area of independent living. And they just don't provide a lot of support. They'll provide some of it, a little bit, Okay, but there, it's all about marketing. We have a young, vibrant, super active community. Come to our assisted living community and have lots of fun. And that's great. That's fine. That's kind of what they're going for. Some assisted living communities lean way over to the right, where they're approaching that long-term care, that nursing home level of care. And they bend over backwards to keep you from having to move to long-term care. Okay, and there's more staffing and a lot more support. Oh, and by the way, everything in between. I was just telling a client earlier this week, we started working together, and I said, the challenge with assisted living is you could go out and talk to six different places, hear a different story at each place, and they could all be right. Because there's just such a wide path in that center lane for assisted living. So that's why I think assisted living is the second most difficult level of care. If you don't know what you're doing, to try to figure out and wrap your head around to try to find the right one. And coming up next, a couple of more curveballs in that center lane. Don't go away.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurice's.
All right. So we're talking about the all of the different levels of care that you could receive out in the market. Of course, relative to senior care communities, we talked a little bit about independent living. We talked about assisted living in that wide lane in the center, where you have some assisted living communities that'll provide less care than others, or some that'll provide way more care than others, and everything in between. That just makes that really, really complicated, because it's not a standardized model. I guess that's the message. And then we talked about the highest level of care, long-term care, also known by still a lot of folks as a nursing home. That's that medical model. That is a standardized model. The long-term care, they all offer the same thing. Okay, now some do a much better job delivering than others. Okay, but that's a very standardized model. assisted living is not. It's just not. All right, so another curveball in the center lane. We have another licensure, which I refer to as a level of care. It's called a residential care facility. Now, around here, our flagship station, Odyssey Station, KMBZ, AM and FM, broadcasting out of Kansas City. We have a residential care on the Kansas side and the Missouri side. And Missouri has to get a little more fancy. They got RCF 1 and RCF 2. On the Kansas side, it's just residential care facility, RCF. Now, other parts of the country, I know we have different terminology, but a residential care facility is essentially, and not always, you have all these exceptions, is assisted living light, if you will. So they have a little bit of a higher level or more independent group of residents. They don't need quite as much help, but they need some help for sure. They need their meds managed and their laundry done and maybe a little help with their activities of daily living. And they need all the meals cooked and provided, a little oversight and supervision and safety and security. So residential care facility, generally speaking, is on the... So if you looked at my graphic, it's on that left-hand side. A lighter level of assisted living, if you will. And that's not always, okay? But generally speaking, that's it. And then on the higher end, on the assisted living path, if you will, kind of to the right-hand side of my graphic, we have something in these parts called Home Plus. What this is, and this is very popular on the coast. I could see this one coming from a mile away. That's one of the that's one of the big advantages of living in the center of the entire nation. You can see what's popular and what's trending on the coasts, and it takes about 5 to 10 years to work its way to the center of the country. And I could see this one coming from, you know, years ahead. Miles away. So Home Plus is care provided to residents living in a house. So generally speaking, it's going to be a ranch-style house. And you might have 4 to 6 residents. Typically, that'll top out at about 12 residents in a ranch-style house. Everyone has a bedroom. You may have a master suite type of a situation, an ensuite where you have the bath as part of the, you know, like a master bedroom. It has a master bath right off the side of it. Some of them may have their own bedroom, and maybe 2 or 3 residents might share a full bath on the hallway, that kind of thing. You talk about a home-like environment, they've got that down. Usually the staffing ratios are really, really great in Home Plus. And so a lot of times you'll have a couple of different staff for 6 or 8 residents. That's pretty good. And you don't have to walk down a 100-foot long hallway to check on someone. You might walk down a 30-foot long hallway to check on someone. So it's a really good fit for a lot of folks. And I would say it's the assisted living level on the higher end of it, provided to a small number of individuals living in a house. It's fully licensed, okay, by the state. It's monitored. They have surveys just like everyone else does. It's just a different environment. It's a great fit for a lot of folks. And other states don't have that carved out like Home Plus. So they may just call it assisted living, but for a very small number of residents, like 12. Okay. So all of that is clogging up that center lane. So let's talk about some pricing. And again, if you're driving your car, I need hands at 10 and 2. If you're drinking your coffee, you might want to set your coffee down. You don't want to spill it and get burned or choke on your food. You set it all down because the pricing here is it's up there. It's pretty expensive. So if you downsize from your home and move into an independent living community, you would expect to pay, on average per month, around $3,500 to $5,500. depending on if it's one or two people moving and depending on the size of the apartment. Okay, so $3,500 to $5,500, pretty common. And I've had a lot of people say, well, gosh, you know, I live in my house and my house is paid off. So it's really cheap to live here. And I'm like, there are comparison worksheets out there that will ask you, how much money do you pay for your electricity and your gas and your water and your sewer and your trash? How much money do you pay for homeowners insurance? How much money per month do you pay in personal property taxes? How much money do you set aside and then spend on home repair? You start, how much money do you spend on groceries? You add all that up. And even if you're living in a house that's paid off, it is shocking how much money you spend every month. Shocking. So when you look at $35,000 to $5,500, you don't have most of those expenses. Your grocery bill goes way down because they provide one or two meals for you per day. And you don't have to worry about all of the traditional worries of home ownership. A lot of times, that's not so bad after all. Not so bad after all. Assisted living, taking up that center lane. Are you ready for this? The two things that would impact assisted living cost per month would be the size of your apartment. So a studio is less than a one, is less than a two-bedroom apartment. And then how much care you need, so level of care. So typically, and I don't have time to break down all the different pricing structures, the most common one is a base price plus a level of care. So they'll have a level of care 1, 2, and 3 that might even go up to 4 or 5. So maybe every level of care adds $500 to the base, maxing out at $2,500, for example. And so the reason that is if you need just a little bit of help, you're using less resources, you're paying a little bit less. If you need a lot of help, you're using a lot more resources and you're going to be paying a little bit more. So with all that in mind, the average monthly cost for assisted living is $6,000 to $9,000 per month. Hands at 10 and 2. Don't be, I don't know. I felt a couple of folks swerve on that one. $6,000 to $9,000 a month. Can you find it for $5,000? Yep, I think so. I think so. Can you spend $10,000? Yep. Last week, I talked about a place that was charging over $13,000 a month, which is insane, by the way. That's ridiculous. Okay, but 6 to 9 is going to cover most of them. And then long-term care, we've got a couple of different options there. They charge on a daily basis in long-term care, not by the month, and a couple of different options. So there's a shared room. Sometimes they call it a semi-private room. And then there is a private room. So here's the deal. By the time you get to that highest level of care, it's mostly about the care you receive, and it's not really much about your personal space. And your personal space comes at a premium. So the average price per month, I'll just add it up on a 30-day month, is somewhere between $8,000 and $9,500 per month. And that's for a shared room. You have a roommate. Okay, a private room, you're going to be spending anywhere from about $11,000 to $15,000 per month. Super expensive. Now, the residential care facility, basically assisted living light most of the time, expect anything from $3,500 to about $6,000 a month. And then Home Plus, somewhere between $8,000 to $10,000 a month. So I hope I didn't just ruin your day. You're like, oh my gosh. I mean, I knew it was expensive, but all right, but these numbers are accurate. And I'll tell you what, across the nation, these are going to be pretty accurate, probably a little less in a smaller town, maybe a little more in a large metropolitan area, but that's going to be pretty close. And coming up next, I'm going to get into those gray areas that I mentioned before.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And we've talked about independent living, assisted living, long-term care, and then to throw a little curveball and clog up that wide center lane, residential care and Home Plus. How about that? We talked about all the different pricing, and a couple of people threw up, I heard, and and a couple other people were like, oh my gosh. Anyway, So a couple of these gray areas. Now, this is just, gosh, I've heard this so many times. So once in a while, I'll bring it up. If you go to an assisted, if you go to an independent living community, remember there is no licensure. They cannot lay a hand on the resident because they are not authorized to do so. They're not licensed to do so. They're not regulated to do so. Okay, if you ever go to an independent living and they say, oh, you can move here, you can move your parents here, whoever's looking, and you won't need to worry about assisted living. We got you covered because we can do all that. You don't need to worry about all that. Okay. First of all, run, don't walk, because that statement is just flatly not true. It's just is not true. What they're probably talking about, which is frankly not a bad idea for some people, is they have an independent living community. Then they have what I generally describe as an embedded on-site home care provider. And you'll have a home care company with staff in one of the apartments. That's where their office is. And they can simply walk down the hall and help you get dressed or give you a medication reminder or stuff like that. Things that you would receive in an assisted living community. Okay? That's provided at an extra cost, and it's billed and provided by a third-party company, a home care provider. That has nothing to do with the independent living community, otherwise, other than they have a contract and they're on site, and they're authorized to do this. Okay, so I've had some clients where I call this kind of a niche type of a need and placement, where this has been a good fit. He clearly could not live on his own, and he very clearly was not ready for assisted living. So I introduced the family to the concept of moving into a nice independent living community and then take advantage of their home care offering to help him out a little bit here and there. Nothing wrong with it, but if you hear, well, you're not going to need assisted living, it's just not true. Here's the problem with that, okay? Once, if you add all this up, like, they might charge $15 a unit, and a unit is up to 15 minutes. And it may be a little bit less than that, but somewhere between like $45 to $60 an hour is essentially what you're paying. As you need more and more and more care and help, by the time you pay your independent living price, plus the additional cost of that home care, pretty soon it doesn't take too much of that support to be paying for, you know, a few hours of home care support and having that cost exceed 24-hour care at an assisted living community. Okay? So you just need to be aware of that. And then I've heard this one maybe 1 or 2 million times. Well, Steve, we went to this assisted living community, and they said that they're an age-in-place community. My dad will never have to leave. 3 months later, we got a discharge letter saying we can no longer meet your dad's needs. He needs to move. Did they lie to us? And I'm like, well, I wasn't there, so I don't know what was said, but this classically falls into the bucket of way overpromised and way underdelivered. So, is it the goal of every single assisted living community to have your loved one age in place for the rest of their lives and stay there in a nice apartment in an assisted living community? Absolutely. That's the goal. But do they always make that goal? No, they don't. Every single assisted living community has a threshold. It could be a two-person transfer. It could be having or depending on them to provide that insulin injection in the middle of the night when your blood sugar crashes, etc., right? Because maybe they're just not staffed for that. Maybe they're staffed for that for two shifts a day, but not three overnight. Okay. Maybe it's weakened to the point of requiring a two-person transfer. They're only really staffed to provide a one-person transfer. So there's some, all of a sudden we have some kidney issues and some bladder issues, and now we have an indwelling Foley catheter, not able to do that. We have some wound care needs, and that's not being met by the home health agency, Medicare-certified home health agency, and they're not able to manage that. So stuff happens, right? So you may, it's just, that's the gray area. Assuming that your loved one can stay in assisted living throughout their entire life. It may happen, and if it does, that's fantastic, but it may not. That's the whole point of this. Another big driver is you outlive your assets and you're in an assisted living community and they're not Medicaid certified. And so you're going to have to move to long-term care just for financial reasons. I see that. I get that call all the time through senior care consulting. So memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. Memory care is not a level of care. So you could be an assisted living resident needing help with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, incontinence support, medication management, et cetera, and have dementia and becoming a wandering risk where you're kind of an elopement risk or a flight risk. Or you're easily overstimulated and you need that smaller memory care unit or memory care neighborhood to help you just kind of be calm and cool. Okay, or maybe you have some behaviors or what have you. Well, you would need an assisted living level of care offering a memory care unit or memory care neighborhood. Now, if you need some of those medical needs, you may need long-term care as your level of care, and you have Alzheimer's. Okay, and now you're having some behaviors and you need that special cognitive care as well, you would move into long-term care that has a memory care unit or memory care neighborhood. Does that make sense? So if someone says, well, oh, we have memory care. Well, what does that mean? That's a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. What level of care is that? Is that the assisted living level? Is that at the residential care level of care? Is that the home plus level of care? Or is it the long-term care level of care? Right? If this all sounds complicated and you're like, okay, my head is spinning. We need some help. This is what I do with my company, Senior Care Consulting, 24/7 for 23 years. I'm getting pretty good at this by now. 913-945-2800. I would invite you to call for a free consultation. Let's see if we can help you and your family out. 913-945-2800. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.